From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, or shall I ask, too much news information? I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Monday, June 9th, 2008. Why should you pose such a question?
Well, you know, it's one of my pet peeves, headlines in the form of a question. Sometimes it's okay, but usually it's just some sort of dodge. Like, if you want to say something, say it. Don't put that question mark after the old headline.
And you're noticing this is an increasing trend in news, in newspapers, broadcasts.
Well, I got one of those Google gadgets, and it tells me the most whatever stories on all these different websites. So today, here were the three most popular stories on Time Magazine. Mm-hmm. Purple Hearts for Psychic Scars, No Child Left Behind, Doomed to Fail, A Rush to Judgment at Guantanamo, It's like, just tell me if there was a rush to judgment. I understand you want to ask the questions. I'm actually more interested in the answer than the question.
That's the whole point, Pesca. Then you're supposed to tune in and hear both sides of the story. I find nothing wrong with this.
You know,
we, as journalists, pose questions all the time.
Right, so write the headline saying what you learned, not what you asked. It's like half the job. And then there's the other thing that some of the broadcasters do, which they just use an insult, but then they tag it with a question mark, like, Rachel Martin, weird about fruit? I mean, you mean that Rachel Martin's weird about fruit, her hatred of the melon family.
Maybe, I might not be.
But obviously I'm raising it because I think you are weird about fruit. Like, no one would ever say, Mike Pesca, totally normal about fruit, Anyway.
I'm glad you got that off your chest. Hey, coming up on the show, the weekend in politics. We'll do the roundup with Politico.com's Jim Vandehei. Pretty big announcement over the weekend. Hillary Clinton.
She made an announcement?
She did.
Is she in it to win it?
No.
She's out of it, and she's going to shout of it. Today is the on-air meeting of the BPP Book Club. We're talking with Neil Gaiman about his book, Anansi Boys. He takes your questions.
Also, learning ballet via YouTube. Professional ballet dancers are all up in arms about this because...
Up in arms?
And
or
toes.
Toes!
Because what's happening is that young girls who want to get on point, you know, the toe shoes?
Yeah.
In order to do that,
yeah,
you need to have a lot of training, but they're learning on the internet how to just make these makeshift toe shoes and do it themselves.
So what you're saying is internet toe shoes, bad for your toes?
We'll get today's news headlines in just a minute. But first...
Heat, wind, and rain. Fierce weather is pounding the U.S. from the Midwest to the East Coast. At least 8 people are reported dead from the Midwest storms, and thousands of people have been evacuated.
Thunderstorms have killed at least 6 people in Michigan, and at least one person has been killed and another reported missing in floods in one of the hardest-hit areas, Indiana. Severe storms Saturday drenched much of the state with up to 10 inches of rain. Almost 2,000 residents near the swelling White River have been evacuated. Al Shipe of the National Weather Service says counties like Seymour, Indiana, are seeing record flooding.
We're expecting the flooding in the Seymour area to be at or slightly above the all-time record flood, which was happening in March 1913.
President Bush declared 29 Indiana counties disaster areas as residents brace for another round of storms that could drop as much as 3 inches of rain on them later today.
In Iowa, flood-worn residents are feverishly working to avoid even more storm damage after heavy rains pushed the Coralville Reservoir's water level near its limit this weekend. Emergency workers are deploying thousands of sandbags and pumps, fearing the reservoir could overflow by tomorrow. If it does, Iowa City police say their city would be hit by the worst flood damage in 15 years.
From the rain to the wind, a series of tornadoes just south of Chicago tore apart houses and ripped up power lines Saturday. While no deaths have been reported from the tornadoes, hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses across the region are still without electricity.
And here in the east, a wall of heat and humidity is pressing down on states from Connecticut to North Carolina. Temperatures are expected to rise above the 100-degree mark today.
Ugh.
The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat advisory for most of the mid-Atlantic states. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on the story if your keyboard doesn't melt or wash away. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.